Hi there. Sorry, I didn't see you. I guess you're here for my FOSDEM talk. It's too bad that we won't be able to meet in person today, so I guess you're stuck with me presenting it from my couch. So, without further ado, can ORTC help musicians? That's the main question that I wanted to ask today, and as you'll see from this presentation, I probably ask more questions than I answer them, but hopefully you'll find this presentation helpful and useful anyway. First of all, I'm Lorenzo Mineiro, and some of you may already know me as the main author of the Janus WebRTC server, which I actually presented a few times at FOSDEM already. I will not touch Janus much today. I will mostly focus on WebRTC, but you will see some mentions of it anyway. And I should say that turning 40, I had what you might call a middle-age crisis of sorts. So basically, I started getting back to a very old passion of mine, which was playing music, recording music, and so on and so forth, which I started doing all over again. And this led me to discover a very interesting ecosystem on Linux that I wasn't aware of at all, which was basically music productions. There are a lot of applications, very interesting applications that you can use for the purpose, and they are all tied together by this low latency framework called Jack that basically allows you to use heterogeneous applications for different purposes and then connect them in real time, pretty much as if you had a physical rack to connect them. Which means that you rarely find, let's say, monolithic applications that try to do everything from scratch, but you actually find applications that are very good at doing a specific thing, which is very much in the spirit of the Linux ecosystem. So you'll find, for instance, an application that allows you to do guitar processing, another application that allows you to write music, and other applications for synthesizers and so on, and you tie them all together in order to do some creative stuff with it. And this basically led me to wonder, can WebRTC fit in this? So, and I actually wrote a post on the Linux Musicians forum some time ago to ask exactly that. And Linux Musician is a very interesting forum. So if you are interested in Linux and music production, I definitely encourage you to visit it. And basically, this is not really a new question because basically Googling around, I found, for instance, this old blog post by Tsai where he basically kind of went through some of the existing applications that can help with that. So, for instance, he covered some existing providers that help, for instance, with music lessons or playing music together or these kind of things. And even though the blog post is a bit old, it's from 4 years ago, more or less, it still raises some interesting questions. And so I borrowed some of the concepts from there in my own presentation as well. And first of all, we must say that when it comes to music, we have to say that Opus helps a lot already. Because, for instance, when compared to VoIP, which basically allowed you to do pretty much the same things as WebRTC did using custom clients, even though, of course, with a limited set of features, they didn't have the advantage of having a very high quality codec designed for the internet itself, and which was as flexible as Opus is in terms of sampling rate, bit rates, and so on and so forth. And an interesting aspect of Opus is that it does have a profile specifically conceived for music. And so while we mostly use Opus for voice every day in conferences, calls, and so on and so forth, it does have a specific profile for music, which means that both encoding and decoding can work in a different way in order to optimize it for music content, let's say. And the fact that it can be both mono and stereo actually is a good advantage as well, as you'll see. And actually, as we'll see later, you can actually go even beyond that, but we'll go there in a minute. Most importantly, even though Opus is a lossy codec, as all codecs on the internet, with the right bit rate, it can indeed sound quite good. And of course, with the help of WebRTC, it can also be real time, which, as we'll see, can be an advantage in some scenarios. And if you're interested in having a very quick glimpse of how that might sound like, I actually have a very simple demo on the among the Janus streaming demos, where you can just play some music via WebRTC as well. In this case, it's a pre-recorded piece of music that is streamed over WebRTC in pseudo real time, but it basically gives you an idea of how that all sounds like, which, in my opinion, is quite good. As I was saying, Opus is normally stuck to either mono or stereo, but not everyone knows that actually Chrome does support surround audio in WebRTC. And it's not really documented or even standardized, actually, but it's actually there. And as you can guess, it's there mostly because Stadia needs it for some of its features, which means that though we can also take advantage of it if we tweak the SDKs a bit to in order to start using it. And basically, this feature is called multi-opus, and it basically gives you the opportunity to use surround 5.1 and 7.1 audio. And the way that it works is particular because, as we mentioned, Opus only supports stereo, which means that if you want to do 5.1 or 7.1, it means that you will need more than one Opus packet at the same time in order to convey multiple channels at the same time. So, for instance, to do 5.1, you'll need three stereo Opus packets for the purpose. And this is exactly how this feature works, basically. They use OGG packetization as a, let's say, way to tie these RTP these packets together in an RTP packet, and then you use SDP to determine how the mapping of these different stereo channels work in order to know which one is related to which one, basically. And I will not go too much in detail about this. If you're interested in some more information about this, there is actually some good learning material, a very interesting blog post by Dr. Alex, for instance. And you can find some information also in an old PR that I since merged, where I actually added support for this in Janus. And coming to the actual use cases that you can do with WebRTC and music, the first use case, of course, is very simple, simply tutoring training, so music lessons, let's say, which you might see as a traditional scenario, if you will, because it can be normally either one-to-one, you have a dedicated teacher that teaches how to play guitar, piano, or whatever, or it can be a one-to-many, yes, the same teacher teaching many students at the same time, which means that you can basically see it as a very traditional video call or video conference application. And that's how you can actually treat it also from a protocol perspective, if you will, because most of the interaction is going to be conversational anyway. There are going to be parts where you play music together, but most of the times you're actually discussing features, you are discussing how to play the instruments, the issues that you are facing, and so on and so forth. And you don't really need to actually plug the instruments directly in the call either. For instance, if you're playing guitar, you can just place your microphone in front of it, and that's usually good enough for the teacher, for instance, to figure out if you are doing your homework or not. And besides, I mean, my sister is a speech therapist and also teaches students music, and she's using Skype for that, which always baffled me. So if Skype is good enough, then I'm definitely sure that WebRTC is more than up to the task as well. And this actually led me to do some more search on this, and I found a very old project which was last updated 6 years ago, so I don't know if it's still around, that actually was an open source project to try and do music lessons. And they also added a cool feature that was called pitch detection. So they could basically detect whether or not the pitch in the audio was correct or not. It could actually tie these to music sheets and so on, which means that there are definitely interesting things that WebRTC can bring to the music lessons scenario. Another interesting approach, especially in this troubling time where we can basically cannot go to a music concert anymore, are online concerts. So the ability to broadcast concerts, music concerts over the internet, whether it's just audio or with video and so on and so forth. And in this case, we can also basically see it as a pretty much traditional scenario, because you can basically see it as a one-to-many or possibly few-to-many streaming session, even though there are some few caveats that need to be taken into account, especially if we want to use WebRTC. And first of all, the audio source better not be the browser itself, mostly because browsers tend to mess with the capture audio a lot, and this is done on purpose because most of the times you are doing conversational WebRTC, and in this case, gain control, echo cancellation, and so on are quite important. But when you are actually capturing a piece of music that a sound engineer came up with, you definitely don't want the browser to mess with this audio. You want the broadcasted audio to be as close as possible to the source that was captured, which means that you probably need some other approach to do that. And OBS WebRTC may be a very interesting option here, mostly because OBS is a common choice anyway when using HLS, for instance. Or you could use the Janus streaming plugin, where you, for instance, capture the audio with GStreamer or FFmpeg and then inject it directly in Janus with no further processing for broadcasting instead. And while this scenario, broadcasting concerts, is mostly done via HLS today, WebRTC can actually bring much more to that, especially if you want a more interactive approach with the audience, which is something that you cannot do with HLS, which has an inherent delay that it cannot get rid of. And about interacting with the audience, there are actually some real examples today already. For instance, this was a concert that an Italian band did some time ago, and it was broadcasted live, and as you can see, they had a live audience done via WebRTC on all of the walls, and they were distributed pretty much the same way as well. And much more to my taste, Metallica did pretty much the same a few months ago with again a wall of people they could potentially also interact with. And this is something that you can only do with WebRTC, especially if you want the band to interact with one of the audience members at any time, for instance. So something that you cannot possibly do with HLS instead. And even though it's not really music related, I wanted to bring this example to your attention as well, because Chris Uhlinger here basically used Janus to create a music theater production that he then brought to the internet in real time, and apparently it was a huge success. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend it because it was always in the middle of the night for me, but it was a very interesting way of once more supporting the arts with WebRTC rather than doing, let's say, once again the usual traditional scenarios that we are all aware of. But there are actually many other cool things that you could do with music and WebRTC, especially when you start thinking a bit out of the box. And some of the use cases that I could think of are listed in this slide over here, but there are actually many more that could be done at the same time. And so, for instance, I started tinkering a bit with some of these use cases just for fun. This is a demo that I did at Camellia World, for instance, and at the time I was experimenting a lot with Lilypond, which you could see as a LaTeX kind of language for writing music, though. And what I did was basically write a very simple web application where you could write a Lilypond script, so a music score, and then I would send it via data channels to Janus, and then Janus would start a process to convert these to both a video for the music sheet itself and an audio stream with the actual notes being rendered, so that I could then play back the music that had been written via Lilypond via WebRTC instead. And this is probably a dumb demo because it's definitely something that you can do without WebRTC, but again, it shows the possibilities of the stuff that you can do with music and WebRTC. This is another demo that I did at the Cluecon Dangerous Demo Sessions instead, where I did something considerably different. So I wrote a new Lua script in Janus that could generate MIDI signals, and I connected this script to a synthesizer via Jack, and this music synthesizer would then be connected to a GStreamer instance that would encode the audio to an Opus stream, and I would send this Opus stream via RTP to Janus, and Janus could then distribute this as a WebRTC broadcast to interested people. And what I used it for was basically this. So I created a very simple web application where I had a basic piano keyboard, and anytime that you hit a key on the keyboard, this information would be sent to Janus via data channels. The Lua script would translate it to a MIDI signal, which means that eventually you would hear via WebRTC the output of what you are playing in real time. And I made this cooperative, so basically I allowed multiple people to connect at the same time. And as you can see from the colors there, anytime somebody played a note, this information would be sent to all of the other participants so that you could always see who was playing what. And this made for a cool demo, but it ended up very chaotic very soon because everybody was playing random things at the same time, which means it was basically jazz or Schoenberg monotonic music or some annoying stuff like this. But it was, let's say, very interesting nevertheless, at least from a demo perspective. And the code for this demo is actually also available on GitHub if you're interested in playing with this. Another very cool demo was done by Kensaku-san, a Japanese developer, where he basically used web MIDI and insertable streams together to do something that I found really cool. He basically used this keyboard to play something with MIDI, and the audio output would be sent via WebRTC at the same time. But he also added to each outgoing RTP packet, he added the MIDI information via insertable streams, which means that on the receiving side, you would receive both the audio being played and at the same time also the MIDI that originated that very audio, which means that from a recipient perspective, you could visually display what actually note was being played in that piece of music, which I found to be a very interesting use case of insertable streams in the first place. One of the most interesting use cases that we can think about when talking about music and WebRTC, though, are probably jam sessions, which have been, of course, harder and harder to do because of this pandemic that we live in. And if we think about it, they are only apparently a traditional use case because they can indeed be seen as some sort of a conference between remote participants interacting with each other. But latency is much more important than it is in a traditional conversation where we are just talking to each other. And besides, browsers are probably not a good option here, mostly because the audio pipeline is usually good for voice, but definitely not for live music, where latency is much more important, as I said. And unfortunately, I mentioned how Jack can give you very low latency for music production on Linux, but unfortunately, browsers don't support it. They only support typically pulse audio on Linux. And besides, it's harder to capture everything besides a regular microphone. So if you wanted to plug a guitar or some drums or something like this, it would be problematic to do that with the browser. And besides, as we've seen, browsers tend to mess up with the audio being captured, which is something that we definitely don't want to happen with music instead. This means that the native approach here might be a better solution. And as a matter of fact, there are already a few non-WebRTC native solutions out there, and Jamlus and NinjaM, which are both open source, are a couple of them that I was made aware of. But it might still be interesting to experiment with WebRTC for the purpose, mostly because all the tools are there, and so it's just a matter of figuring out if they can actually serve the purpose. And in this case, it might mean, for instance, using a native client that can use Jack directly for audio and audio input and output, while using WebRTC for distributing these streams among the participants in real time, either via peer-to-peer or via a server, for instance. And this is actually the main foundation for a personal fan pet project idea of mine. So I actually wanted to start writing a new native application, probably based on GStreamer, that could use Jack to capture the live instruments that were connected, encode them with Opus, and then stream them via WebRTC in real time, and then use Janus as the glue for all the participants, so that all the participants could connect, for instance, to a Janus room and interact with each other that way. So that you could publish your local instruments and then subscribe to the remote ones and interact with your friends that way. Which can be basically summarized in the ugliest picture that you'll see today, probably, which basically depicts exactly what I was saying. So you have your local instruments that you're capturing, you send them to Janus via this native application, and then you receive the instruments your friends are capturing instead so that you can hear what they are playing in real time. However, this jam session is done, though eventually what it might be interesting to do is turn this redistributed jam session into a distributed concert, if you will. So you have people playing each at their room and then distributing this concert in real time to an audience. And this can be done, of course, because if the session can be captured in the first place, then it can be broadcasted. And for instance, if you are using an SFU in the first place, then you might even just distribute the separate streams that you're capturing, or you may want to mix the audio first and then distribute it in a more traditional way, either via HLS or as well via WebRTC, as we've seen before. At the end of the day, the same considerations we've made on broadcasting before apply. So it's just a matter of tying these two different use cases to do something that could actually benefit musicians in a very effective way. And that's basically it. So I hope you found this presentation interesting and that it gave you some interesting, cool ideas for new projects in the future, especially if you are as interested in music as I am. And I have nothing else to add, so I hope that we'll meet again soon in the future, possibly in person. Ciao.